Welcome to another episode of our NCLEX review series. In this podcast, we continue to bring you valuable materials to help you prepare for your exam. Enjoy.
Read my review. Quick facts for NCLEX. ABO. What is the ABO antigen system? It is the different classes of human blood. What part of the blood is classified? The red blood cells are distinguished. What other blood is compatible with type A? Type A or O? What other blood is compatible with type B? Type B or O? What other blood is compatible with type O? Type O only. What other blood is compatible with type AB? Type A, B, or O is compatible with type AB. Acetylsalicylic acid. What is another name for acetylsalicylic acid? Aspirin. What is the indication to give acetylsalicylic acid? For mild to moderate pain. Does aspirin increase or decrease the effects of methotrexate? It increases the effects. What is methotrexate used for? Chemotherapy agent and rheumatoid arthritis. Acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. What is the difference? What is the virus that causes AIDS? Human immunodeficiency virus known as HIV. How is HIV transmitted? Through sexual intercourse, direct contact with infected blood or body fluids such as semen and breast milk. HIV mother passes it to the child during birth. What are the symptoms of HIV? Fever, weight loss, night sweats, diarrhea, and fatigue. How is the presence of HIV confirmed? Screening is done first to see if HIV antibodies are present. The test is performed to specifically identify the HIV antibodies. What is the screening test for HIV? ELISA. What confirms the screening test? HIV differentiation assay. How does the HIV attack the body? It attacks the immune system by destroying the T lymphocytes. The virus also rapidly self-replicates. What is important about T lymphocytes? T cells help immune system to recognize and fight pathogens. What is another name for T lymphocytes? CD4 cells is another name for T lymphocytes. What is the difference? Why is the CD4 count important? Why is the CD4 count important? The lower the CD4 count, the more damage the virus has done to the body. What is the normal CD4 count? 500 to 1500 is the normal count for the CD4. What is the normal CD4 count in a client with HIV? Anything at or above 500, client is considered in good health. If below 200, HIV has progressed to AIDS. If a client's CD4 count is below 200, client is at risk for what? Opportunistic infections. List some opportunistic infections. Oral pharyngeal candida infection, which is the mouth fungus. Kaposi sarcoma, which is skin cancer. Pneumocystis pneumonia. Cytomegalovirus, which is blindness. And meningitis. What is the goal of HIV's medication? To interfere with the virus replicating. The most important medication to know is zidovudine. Zidovudine is the most important medication to know.
What isolation precautions are used with HIV? Universal precautions. Patients don't have to tell anyone they have HIV. Treat everyone as if they are infected. How do the precautions change once the patient has AIDS? If the patient or the client has a low CD4 count and risks opportunistic infections, you will implement a private room, reverse isolation. The RN wears gloves, gown, goggles, and a mask when in direct contact with blood or bodily fluids. What are teaching points for parents who have a child with HIV? You clean up body fluid, blood with 10:1 water to bleach ratio. You get all immunizations except live ones. Live immunizations such as MMR, varicella, and oral poliovirus, so they can get all the immunizations except the live ones, which are MMR, varicella, and oral poliovirus. You feed them with a high calorie and high protein diet, and you use glove to change diapers. Acute renal failure. What is the definition of acute renal failure? Sudden loss of kidney function to excrete toxins and regulate fluids and electrolytes. What are some possible causes of acute renal failure? Infection, obstruction, shock. There are three phases. What are they? Oliguric, diuretic, and recovery. During the oliguric phase, what will you see? This phase lasts 1 to 2 weeks. You will have low urine output, less than 400, hyperkalemia, hypertension, elevated BUN and creatinine, and fluid overload. What two electrolytes will be elevated? Sodium and phosphate. The diuretic phase is second. What will you see? Urine output slowly returning, hypokalemia, and hypotension. What does recovery phase mean? The kidneys are recovering through a slow process. Urine output increases and BUN is now normal. What are the nursing's intervention? You check daily weight, strict INOs, which is intake and output, and you treat the cause of renal failure and diuretics. What is the best diet for the client with acute renal failure? High carbs and low protein. Adams-Stoke syndrome. Where is the complication located? This is a heart problem. What will the client experience? Sudden attacks of syncope and fading, seizures may also be present. What will the nurse see on the EKG? A systole or ventricular arrhythmias. Is there adequate tissue perfusion during the attacks? No, there will be no tissue perfusion. What is the treatment for Adams-Stoke syndrome? The client will need an internal pacemaker through surgery. What oral medication can be given after surgery? Digoxin. Addison's disease. What is the cause? A low production of hormones by the adrenal gland, which are the glucocorticoids and the mineralocorticoids. What are some major symptoms of Addison's disease? You get lethargy, weakness, and weight loss. What color is the skin of a client with Addison's disease? Bronze color, which is hyperpigmentation. Will this patient be overweight? No weight loss is common. So a patient with Addison's, weight loss is common. Will the serum blood glucose level be high or low? With Addison's, their glucose will be low, and so will the sodium levels. Will the serum potassium levels be high or low? The potassium will be high. What is the treatment? Lifelong glucocorticoid therapy. So with Addison's disease, you will see lethargy, weakness, and weight loss. There will be a bronze color, bronze, which is hyperpigmentation. They will have weight loss. They will have a low glucose level, a low sodium level, but will have a high potassium. And they will be on lifelong steroid therapy, glucocorticoid steroid therapy. Now, let's go on to allergies. Clients allergic to latex may also be allergic to which food? So, if the person is allergic to latex, they also will be allergic to these foods: bananas, kiwi, and chestnut. What standard hospital equipment contains latex? Blood pressure cuffs, gloves, stethoscopes, tourniquets, band-aids, and indwelling catheters. What allergy is contradicted for IV contrast dye? Iodine and shellfish allergy. Amputation. What are the major complications of having an amputation performed? Infections, skin breakdown, phantom limb pain, and joint contractures. What is the positioning for a post-op care for AKA, which is above the knee amputation? You're going to elevate for the first 24 hours, then prone position twice daily to prevent hip flexion. The BKA, below the knee amputation, you're going to elevate foot of the bed for the first 24 hours, then prone position twice daily to prevent hip flexion. What should you encourage? You encourage the patient to express feelings about the lost limb. What is phantom limb pain? Pain felt in the area that has been amputated. Anemias. Type of anemias. We're going to go through the type of anemias. Aplastic anemia. The signs of that would be decreased erythrocytes, bleeding mucous membranes, and thrombocytopenia. The treatment would be blood transfusions, bone marrow transplants. Iron deficiency anemia. Iron deficiency anemia. You will have low hemoglobin. Hematocrit will be low, their pallor, their fatigue, their tissue hypoxia, and tachycardia. And it's most common during pregnancy. Treatment would be iron supplements and dietary changes. So for iron deficiency and anemia, they have low hemoglobin, low hematocrit. Their skin color would change. They would be tired all the time, which is fatigue. They would have tissue hypoxia. Their heart rate would be going up, which is tachycardia. And this is really common when people are pregnant. You're going to treat them with iron supplements, and then you would change their diet. Vitamin B12, which is also known as pernicious anemia. You're going to see signs of pallor. They're going to have, those are the ones that have the beefy red tongue, which is vitamin B12 and pernicious anemia. They have the beefy red tongue. They have fatigue and paresthesia. Their treatment would be vitamin B12, which is cyanocobalamin, which is vitamin B12 injections, and then you would change their diets. So for vitamin B12, which is pernicious anemia, you're going to see signs of beefy red tongue, fatigue, paresthesia. You're going to treat them with vitamin B injections, vitamin B12 injections, and you're going to change their diet. aneurysms. True or false? An aneurysm is a dilation formed at a weak point on the wall of an artery. True. What are the symptoms of aneurysms inside the body? Most aneurysms inside the body have no symptoms. What sound would be heard on auscultation? A blowing bruit. What are some of the risk factors of an aneurysm? For an aneurysm, arteriosclerosis, infection, syphilis, smoking, and hypertension are some of the risk factors that you will see for aneurysm. Arteriosclerosis, infection, syphilis, smoking, and hypertension. What is the treatment for an aneurysm? Surgery, depending on the size, strict blood pressure control with medication. What are the signs of a ruptured aneurysm? Severe pain, nausea and vomiting, tachycardia, decreased level of consciousness, which is LOC, and hypotension. List important NCLEX teaching points. You're going to avoid straining, lifting, or exerting. Take medications on schedule and report severe back or flank pain. Anorexia nervosa. The primary symptom of this illness is starvation. What is the perception of the body? Distorted. At what age does this disease occur? Adolescent. What is the usual personality type? They're usually a perfectionist, overachiever, and they also have low self-esteem. What is the major cardiac complication of anorexia? Arrhythmias. So the major cardiac complication for anorexia is arrhythmias. What is the major gynecological complication of anorexia? Amenorrhea. What treatment is involved in recovery? Small, frequent meals with counseling and Malou therapy. Appendicitis. Appendicitis is commonly seen in what age range? 10 to 30 years old. What is the classic sign of appendicitis? Acute right lower abdominal pain. What are some other signs and symptoms of appendicitis? Loss of appetite, nausea and vomiting, and low-grade temperature. Localized tenderness is found where? At the McBurney's point. What are the tests to determine appendicitis? A complete history and physical exam with white blood cell count. The white blood cell count will be elevated. What is the treatment for appendicitis? You're going to have immediate surgery to remove the appendix, IV antibiotics. You're going to put the patient in semi-Fowler's position and MPO to rest the stomach. What is the general treatment for any acute abdominal pain? You're going to keep the patient on an NPO status, no heat on the abdomen, and assess abdominal distension and also give them IV fluid therapy. Arterial blood gas. What are the most samples drawn from? So if you're going to take a sample for blood, what is the most samples drawn from? The radial artery in the wrist. How long should you put pressure be applied to the site after collecting the sample? 5 minutes. Which tests should be performed when collecting an ABG on a client? An Allen's test. For arterial blood gas, you're going to take it from the radial artery in the wrist. After you take the test, you're going to put pressure on the site for 5 minutes. And the test you're going to do for the ABG is the Allen's test. Now we're on to Asperger's syndrome. This syndrome is a form of autism. The treatment focuses on improving communication and patient social skills. asthma. We're doing asthma right now. An obstructive airway disease caused by blank and blank of the bronchioles. Asthma is an obstruction of the airway disease caused by spasms and inflammation of the bronchioles. What are signs of asthma? Shortness of breath, tachycardia, expiratory wheezes, and possibly a cough. When will the client experience the cough? At night. What is the primary treatment goal? To identify allergen. What medication works best for treatment? Anti-inflammatory, corticosteroids, bronchodilators, leukotriene modifiers, metered dose inhalers, and bronchodilator. What should you give first, the steroid or the bronchodilator when treating asthma? You're going to give the bronchodilator first before you give the steroid. What are leukotriene modifiers? These are drugs used to block the chemical leukotriene, which reduces inflammation. Steps to use a metered dose inhaler. This is an NCLEX teaching question. So to use the metered dose inhaler, one, you're going to remove the cap. Two, you're going to shake the inhaler well before use. Three, you're going to breathe out away from your inhaler. Four, you're going to bring the inhaler to your mouth, place it in your mouth between the teeth, and close the mouth around it. Five, you're going to start to breathe in slowly. Press the top of the inhaler once and keep breathing in slowly until you have taken a full breath, 3 to 5 seconds. Six, you're going to remove the inhaler from your mouth and hold your breath for about 10 seconds and then breathe out. If patients cannot tolerate a bitter taste or are experiencing side effects, they may need a spacer. You also rinse mouth after each dose to prevent thrush. Clients should wait only 1 minute before each puff. Autonomic dysreflexia. Autonomic dysreflexia occurs in clients with which kind of injury? Spinal cord injury, T6 or above. What can cause autonomic dysreflexia? It's a stimuli such as a full bladder or fecal impaction. Why is autonomic dysreflexia so serious? It's life-threatening due to the clients becoming extremely hypertensive. What is the most common cause? The most common cause is a urinary obstruction. What are the signs of autonomic dysreflexia? You're going to have increased BP by 40. You're going to have a headache, bradycardia, blurred vision, and sweating. What should be done during an episode of autonomic dysreflexia? You're going to first place the client in high fallers. So if somebody's having an autonomic dysreflexia episode, you put them in high fallers first. Then you check for the blood for bladder distension, and then you loosen restrictive clothing. What is the treatment? Removal of the stimuli. Patient needs to void or have a bowel movement. So the treatment, you got to remove whatever is causing the stimuli, and then the patient needs to either void or have a bowel movement. Bell's palsy. Bell's palsy affects which cranial nerve? Cranial nerve number 7. What does the client with Bell's palsy suffer from? Temporary facial paralysis that affects chewing, eating, and closing their eyes. What is the treatment for Bell's palsy? You're going to wear an eye patch at night. You're going to use artificial tears and wear glasses to protect the eye. Steroids to reduce edema and swelling. So you're going to be on steroids to reduce the edema and the swelling. benign prostatic hyperplasia, which is BPH. BPH is caused by, BPH's cause is unknown, but it's an enlargement of the prostate gland. Because the prostate gland blocks the urethra opening, what will the client feel and see when they urinate? Straining to urinate, decreased urine stream, and feeling like having to go all the time, and then dribbling urine flow. Who usually gets BPH? Men usually get this who are older than 50 years old. What is the best way to assess for BPH? It's a rectal exam, and a physician will feel for a pea-sized nodule. What is the common surgical treatment for BPH? Transurethral resection of the prostate, known as TURP. That is the most common surgical treatment for BPH. How is a TURP performed? A scope goes through the penis and removes part of the prostate. After the procedure, what is the client at risk for? Bleeding. Monitor for hemorrhage. All clients will get blank before a TURP. All clients will get a three-way lumen Foley catheter before a TURP. What are the three lumens for? The three lumens are for inflating the balloon, inflow of solution, and outflow of urine. What will the doctor order to be done after a TURP? Continuous bladder irrigation, CBI. What is the goal of the bladder irrigation? To reduce and prevent blood clots. Will an incision be made during the irrigation? No. Irrigation will be done using an indwelling catheter. What type of fluid is used to irrigate the bladder? Isotonic sterile solution. Isotonic sterile solution is the type of fluid used to irrigate the bladder. What color should the urine be? The urine should be light pink. During CBI, what must the client be monitored for? Bladder distension, fluid overload, hyponatremia, and blood loss. If bladder spasms occur, give belladonna and opium suppositories or oxybutynin. So, if the bladder spasms occur, you're going to give them belladonna, opium suppositories, or oxybutynin. The best position for the client post-op is lying flat because sitting up puts pressure on the bladder. List some discharges instructions. So discharge instructions would be drink 2 to 3 liters of fluid daily, no lifting or straining. If bright red clots are present, you call your doctor immediately. Do Kegel exercises to strengthen the pelvic muscles. Blood administration. What must be received before a blood transfusion is started? What must be received before a transfusion is started? A signed written consent. What blood type is considered universal and can be used for all other donors? Type O negative. What blood type is considered the universal recipient and can receive all blood? AB positive can be a universal recipient and can receive all blood. What is the most common infection spread through blood transfusions? Hepatitis B. So remember B for blood. So the most common infection is hepatitis B. In order to determine donor compatibility, what must be done? A type and cross match must be done. What must be done to determine the client's baseline before starting the transfusion? You take vital signs. What size IV gauge must the client have? An 18 gauge with a filter. How many nurses confirm the unit of blood? 2 nurses must confirm. How long after blood is removed from blood bank refrigerator do you have to start it? 30 minutes. How long must you stay with patient? How long must you stay with the patient after transfusion is started? 15 minutes. How many mLs are in 1 unit of packed red blood cells? 250 mLs. What are the signs of an adverse reaction? Restlessness, nausea, hives, shortness of breath, fever, chills, and back pain. What do you do if an adverse reaction occurs? You stop blood and run the normal saline that hangs with the blood. You do your vital signs, you notify the physician and the blood bank, and make sure urine and blood cultures are done. So if a patient has an adverse reaction, you're going to stop the blood, you're going to run your saline that's already hung with the blood, you're going to do your vital signs, you're going to notify the physician and the blood bank, and then you make sure you do your urine and blood cultures. Why must you run blood at a slow rate? Because running blood fast can cause fluid overload. If you run the blood too fast, it can cause fluid overload. What drug is also used to treat anemia because it increases red blood cell production? EPO, which is EPO10 alpha. EPO10 alpha is the medication you give to increase red blood cell production. Clients taking EPO10 alpha should be monitored for what? Hypertension and seizures. So the patients that get EPO, you monitor them for hypotension and seizures. Blood pressure. What is blood pressure? Blood pressure is the force of blood flowing through the arteries. What is the recommended blood pressure? 120 over 80. What are the top and bottom values? Systolic and diastolic pressure. Define the term systolic and diastolic pressure. Systolic is the pressure while the heart beats, and diastolic is the pressure while the heart rests. Which value determines if a person has hypertension? Diastolic is what determines if the person has hypertension. The diastolic, if the pressure of the heart is elevated at rest, hypertension is present. What are the risk factors of hypertension? African American, obesity, anxiety, diabetes, and smoking. What are the physical signs of hypertension? Blurry vision, headache, chest pain, but remember that hypertension is called a silent killer because most people don't get any symptoms at all. How can the size of the blood pressure cuff affect the blood pressure reading? If it's too small, the BP will be higher than it really is. If it's too big, the BP will be lower than what it really is. What are some factors that alter blood pressure? Position, caffeine, anxiety, and activity. What is pulse pressure? The difference between systolic and diastolic numbers. What is the mean arterial pressure? Diastolic pressure plus 1/3 of pulse pressure. This value should be greater than 60. Before you give blood pressure medication, always check blood pressure and pulse rate. Hold the medication if systolic blood pressure is less than 100 and or heart rate is less than 60. So you hold the medication if systolic BP is less than 100 or if the heart rate is less than 60. What classes of medications are used for hypertension? Diuretics, beta blockers, calcium channel blockers, and vasodilators. So for hypertension, their classes is diuretics, beta blockers, calcium channel blockers, and vasodilators. Medications that end in prill are what? ACE inhibitors. ACE inhibitors correct heart failure by what after afterload? ACE inhibitors correct heart failure by decreasing afterload. They also promote vasodilation by inhibiting the production of angiotensin. Blank is an adverse reaction seen with the use of ACE inhibitors. Angioedema is an adverse reaction seen with the use of ACE inhibitors. Signs of angioedema are swelling of the lips and mouth. Clients may also have a persistent and nagging cough. Which is more dangerous in angioedema, a cough or the lips and mouth? Swelling of the lips and mouth may indicate laryngeal angioedema. A compromised airway is always priority. So if the person have angioedema, the lips come before a cough because the lips and the swelling of the mouth may indicate laryngeal angioedema. And if the airway is compromised, that is priority. Medications that end in LOL are called what? Beta blockers. Clients who take antihypertensive meds should be taught what method to avoid falling. Sit in chair or at the bedside for 30 minutes after taking the medication to adjust to a lower circulating blood pressure. What herbal medication is used to lower BP? Garlic. Clients taking antihypertensive should avoid hot showers, baths, and weather. True or false? True. These things can cause dizziness. What is the best diet for hypertensive client? Low sodium and low fat DASH diet. Breastfeeding. Breastfeeding moms will often feel what while feeding the baby? Abdominal cramps. This is due to the release of what? Prolactin and oxytocin. What is the best way to burp a baby while he or she is sitting up? What are the benefits of breastfeeding? It's passive immunity, which is quicker weight loss in the mother after birth and increasing the bonding and economically low costs. And they also get passive immunity. My daily motivation. You will never change your life until you change something you do daily. Your daily routine is the basis of your success. So Kim, get your butt up and study. Berger's disease, which is thromboangitis obliterans, which is Berger's disease. This disease is the obstruction and inflammation of what blood vessels mainly where? Hands and feet. Client presents with what type of symptoms? Pale, blue, cold hands and feet, and they might tingle or may be painful. Who is at most risk for this disease? Males who smoke or chew tobacco. What are the treatment goals? There is no cure, only symptom control. Teach client to stop smoking, dress appropriately for the weather, and try to reduce life stressors. Bulimia nervosa. What is the eating cycle involved? Eating binges followed by purging. So people with bulimia, they eat a lot and then they throw up. Will you be able to see physical changes or weight loss? The client usually remains at a normal weight. Besides purging, what are other methods used for weight loss? Vomiting, enemas, drugs such as speed, diuretics, diets, and pills. What are the medical complications associated with bulimia nervosa? They're going to get tooth decay, electrolyte imbalance, ulcers, and cardiac arrhythmia. Safety is a concern in clients with bulimia nervosa because of what? Suicidal thoughts. List the treatment goals. You're going to encourage talking, safety and assessing suicidal potential, establishing a diet plan, supervision during mealtime, and antidepressants may be prescribed. Now on to burns. What are the two age groups most at risk for suffering a burn injury? Children and elderly. What are the four types of burns? You got chemical, electrical, thermal, and radiation. If the neck and face has been burned, what is the nursing priority? Airway obstruction. If the face and neck has been burned, your priority is airway. Classification of burns. First degree burn, which is superficial, partial thickness, will be the skin is pink and red and painful. Example of that, a sunburn. Second degree burn is deep partial thickness. The skin will be red and white and they'll have blisters and swelling. That's second degree. Third degree, which is full thickness, the skin will be black and brown, edema, all layers of the skin burn, and grafting needed. What is the formula used to determine fluid replacement for the first 24 hours? The Parkland formula. What is the Parkland formula? 4 ml of lactated ringers times weight, which is in kilogram, times percent of body burn. How much of this fluid do you give the first 8 hours? Half of total volume. How much do you give for the second 8 hours? 1/4 of total volume. And how much do you give for the third 8 hours? 1/4 of total volume. Should you burst a blister? No. What is the best routine for pain meds? IV. What diet is appropriate for burn clients? You're going to give them high calorie, high protein. So if a patient is burned, high calorie, high protein. What is a common electrolyte problem in clients with burns? Hypokalemia or hyperkalemia. Both can be seen in the clients with burns. So they can either have hypokalemia or hyperkalemia if a client suffers from a burn. Due to prolonged stress, clients are at risk for what type of ulcers? Curling ulcers. What medication should be given before dressing changes? Pain medication. Cancer. True or false, cancer is an abnormal growth of cells. True, growth of cells is uncontrolled. When the cancer cell travels from the original location to a new place, what is it called? Metastasis. What acronym is used to describe the warning signs of cancer? Caution. What do the letters stand for? C. Change in bowel or bladder. A. Any sore that does not heal. U. Unusual bleeding or discharge. T. Thickening in breast. I. Indigestion. O. Obvious change in wart. N. Nagging cough or hoarseness. Those are the letters for the acronym CAUTION. What are the two ways to describe a tumor? By grading or staging. What is the difference between the two? Grading describes a tumor by the cell, and staging describes the progression of the tumor by the clinical symptoms. What are the three types of radiation treatment? External unsealed, internal sealed, and internal. What precaution must be taken for a client receiving radiation treatment? Private room, bathroom. So they're going to get the private room and a private bathroom. You limit visitors. You rotate nursing staff who provided care and place a sign at door and at the bedside. What is the most dangerous type of radiation? Sealed internal radiation, because a solid radioactive implant is placed inside the tumor. What additional precautions must be taken for clients receiving sealed internal radiation? All body bodily fluids, all body fluids are radioactive. Use hazardous clean up gloves and gown. So all their body fluids are radioactive. So you're going to have to use hazardous clean up and gloves and gown. If a client sealed implant falls out, what should you do? You pick it up with a long handle forceps and put it in a lead container. So if the sealed falls out, you pick it up with a long handled forceps and you put it in a lead container. Chemotherapy works well by destroying the cell wall. What are the side effects of chemotherapy? Nausea, anorexia, alopecia, sterility, decreased bone marrow, and platelets. So the side effects of chemo: nausea, anorexia, alopecia, sterility, decreased bone marrow, and platelets. Why is Reglan, metoclopramide, which is Reglan, why is it given? To reduce nausea. Is alopecia from chemotherapy permanent? No, it's temporary. Is the sterility from chemotherapy permanent? Yes. Clients with cancer will also need neutropenic precautions. What are neutropenic precautions? Strict hand washing, no visitors who are sick, no children, no raw food, no live plants, and no freestanding water. So no water bottles in the room, no cups in the room with water that's been chilling all day. No, no, no. What is filgrastim? Filgrastim is a drug used to treat neutropenia and monitor white blood cells. When is the best time to do a breast self-examination? The best time to do a breast self-examination is 1 week after menstruation. However, these are no longer recommended. When is the best time to do a self-testicular exam? The same day each month. So for a man to do a testicular exam, you're going to check it the same day each month. So if they do it on Tuesday, every Tuesday of every month. List some other post-mastectomy patient education tips. Elevate affected extremity. No initial exercise after surgery. Encourage discussion for positive self-image. Cataracts. What are the signs of cataracts? Milky white lens, painless and blurred vision. How are cataracts treated? No treatment until vision is severely impaired. During surgery, what is done? The cataracts are removed and the patient is given new lenses that are implanted. After surgery, will the vision be corrected? Only if new lens is placed. If no lens is placed, the client will need glasses or contacts. After surgery, what is the main concern? To check for hemorrhage of the eye, place the client in semi-Fowler's position. What do you tell the clients to avoid? Coughing, sneezing, bending at the waist, straining, rubbing eye, or crying, and no lifting greater than 5 pounds. How should the post-op client sleep? After the surgery, the client should sleep on unaffected side, or if the surgery was on both eye, you sleep on the back, and use eye shield at night to protect the eye. Celiac disease. Foods containing blank must not be eaten. Gluten. In celiac disease, malabsorption of what occurs? Fats. So in celiac disease, malabsorption of fats occur. What foods contain gluten? Brow, which is barley, rye, oats, and wheat. In the client's abdomen is often what? Distended. What does the client's stool look like? Smelly, pale, bulky, You're going to expect lots of gas with some diarrhea. The best food substitutes for a person with celiac disease is corn and rice. Can a client on gluten-free diet have cookies, spaghetti, or waffles? Nope. All of these products have grain in them. What is another name for celiac disease? Celiac sprue. Okay, now on to cerebrovascular accident, which is a CVA. Define the term CVA. Reduction of cerebral blood flow and oxygen causing brain cell damage. The three most common causes of CVA are embolism, hemorrhage, and thrombus. What are the signs of a CVA? Client complains of headache, nausea, nodule rigidity, hypertension, slow bounding pulse, Shine-Stokes respiration, speech changes, and facial droop. What is the difference between CVA and transient ischemic attack? So what is the difference between CVA and TIA? TIA is a temporary period of neurological deficit. It has a similar signs as a CVA, but the symptoms will resolve. So a TIA is like a CVA, but the symptoms will resolve. What is agnosia? Agnosia is the inability to use an object correctly. So they'll use a fork to comb their hair. Expressive aphasia occurs when client cannot communicate properly. Aphasia can be expressive or receptive. If the left hemisphere is affected, you will see weakness on what side? The right. If the right side hemisphere is affected, you will see weakness on what side? The left. Remember to place the client's belongings on what side? Unaffected. So you're always going to place their belongings on the unaffected side. The tests used to determine CVA are CT, EEG, and cerebral arteriography. So you're going to use a CT, EEG, and cerebral arteriography to determine a CVA. Patients with hemorrhagic stroke are at increased risk for which complication? Seizures due to possible bleeding in the cerebral cortex. What are the nursing assessments? Monitor vital signs, neural checks, watch for seizures, monitor for increase in cranial pressure, and check ability to swallow. What complication of the eyes can a client with CVA have? Corneal abrasion, which is the lacrimal glands will not produce secretions. What is the activity level for this client? Strict bed rest. How should the room environment be? Quiet, peaceful, with objects within reach on the unaffected side. How do you position the CVA client? You turn every 2 hours on unaffected side and then 20 minutes on the affected side and make sure to elevate affected extremities. Why would a thrombolytic be given? To dissolve a clot. Do not give thrombolytic if the cause of the stroke is hemorrhage. What other medications may be prescribed to treat a CVA? Antihypertensive, anticoagulants, except for hemorrhage, stroke, and anticonvulsants. Do anticoagulants like Coumadin and aspirin dissolve clots? No. They only thin the blood. They do not dissolve the clots. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disorder. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disorder known as COPD. What are the three disorders that make up COPD? Asthma, bronchitis, and emphysema. What are the signs and symptoms of COPD? Shortness of breath with activity, wheezing, productive cough, and cyanosis. What would the ABG of a client with COPD show? Hypoxemia. What does the chest of a client with COPD look like? Barrel chest. What would the fingers of the client with COPD look like? Clubbed. Due to shortness of breath, which activity clients may experience? Blank because of difficulty eating. Due to shortness of breath, which activity clients may experience weight loss because of difficulty eating? So people with shortness of breath, because of that, they may experience weight loss because they have problems eating. Why must you assess the amount of O2 your COPD client receive? COPDers keep a high level of CO2 in the blood. Breathing is controlled by this fact. So people with COPD, they keep high levels of CO2 in their blood, and breathing is controlled by this fact. So you always assess the amount of O2 in your patients with COPD. A client with COPD should not receive O2 by nasal cannula greater than 2 liters per minute. So people with COPD, they can't get no more than 2 liters per minute. To control COPD, the blank technique should be taught. Pursed lip breathing. So to control COPD, you're going to teach your patient to do pursed lip breathing. Let's go on to chronic renal failure. Chronic renal failure is progressive and irreversible. True or false? True. What are the possible causes of chronic renal failure? Hypertension, frequent infection, diabetes mellitus, so type 2, renal and urinary obstruction. What signs and symptoms would clients show? Decreased urine output, hypertension, decreased urine specific gravity, and fluid overload. What is uremic frost? Urea crystals that come through the skin with perspiration. Where would you see the frost? Face, underarms, groin, and you teach the client to wash skin with plain water. So you're going to see this frost all over their face, their arms, their groin, and their groin area, but you're going to teach them to wash the area with plain water. What are the nursing interventions for chronic renal failure? Nursing interventions would be modification of diet. You would give diuretics. You would also give antihypertensives. Monitor BUN and creatinine, and daily weight. Clients may need blank to assist with waste removal, dialysis. What is the best diet for chronic renal failure? For chronic renal failure, you're going to give high carb, low protein. The goal of the diet is to provide energy while decreasing protein metabolism. So if somebody have chronic renal failure, the causes are usually hypertension, frequent infection, diabetes mellitus, type 2, renal and urinary obstruction. Their symptoms will be decreased urine output, hypertension. You'll have decreased urine specific gravity and fluid overload. These patients are going to need dialysis. Some of them have this uremic frost, which are like crystals that come through the skin with perspiration. You sometimes see these crystals on the face, underarms, groin, and you teach them to wash it with plain water. Now, for their diet, you want them on a high carb and low protein. Why? The goal of the diet is to provide energy while decreasing the protein metabolism. Compazine, prochlorperazine. Compazine belongs to which class of antipsychotics? Phenothiazine. This drug in smaller doses can be used as an antiemetic, which means it suppresses nausea and vomiting. So, compazine in smaller doses can be used as an antiemetic, which means it suppresses nausea and vomiting. It will make you blank, so avoid driving or operating heavy machinery. Drowsy. It'll make you drowsy. The routes of administration are IV, IM, and PO. Which route lasts the longest? IM, the decanate form. As with all antipsychotic drugs, clients must be monitored for blank reactions, extrapyramidal. So if people on this drug, the antipsychotic drugs, they are monitored for extrapyramidal reactions. What are the extrapyramidal reaction? Dystonia, tardive dyskinesia, and akathisia. What class of meds can be given to decrease the extrapyramidal reaction? You're going to give them the anti-Parkinson drug, which is a benztropine. So if the patient is having an extrapyramidal reaction, you're going to give them an anti-Parkinson's drug. An example of that is a benztropine. What herbal med is contradicted with prochlorperazine? So which herbal med is contradicted with clomipramine, which is prochlorperazine? Kava. You don't want kava with this antipsychotic med. Corticoid steroids. Most corticoids end in O-N-E. What are some examples of corticoid steroids? Dimethasone, cortisone, and prednisone. What are the primary functions of corticoid steroids? To decrease inflammation and hormone replacement. What should you teach clients about stopping corticoid steroid therapy? You have to gradually decrease use. Do not abruptly stop. What must be monitored while a client is taking a steroid? Potassium level, glucose level, and intake and output. So you're going to monitor the potassium level, glucose level, and INOs. Corticoids may cause symptoms of what? Cushing's syndrome. Corticoids will also delay wound healing. If the client is NPO for surgery, should you still give the steroid? Yes. During surgery, stress and illness is in the body increases the need for corticoid steroids. In all other situations, do not take the steroids on an empty stomach. So if the patient is NPO for surgery, you still would give them the steroid.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and would like to help support the podcast, please share it with others and leave a rating. We wish you all the best in the coming examination. See you next time.